McLaren chews up the hits and spits out the oldies.
Never far away from Rolling Stones track on Radio Facts. Good thing going. That's a good rocker. How about this young lady? Transmission vamp, okay. A superficial singer, we'll call her, but shocking blonde hair, okay, to sort of turn you on. This is Born to be Sold.
From Elvis Presley to Marilyn, Cactus Clay to Billy the Kid. From Jackie O to JFK, Little Richard and Lady Day.
Oh, love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, such a beautiful sight. I love to feel rain on my face, place the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadow, showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. But I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, it's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadow. But the song in this heart of mine.
I think we got the message, Eddie Rabbit there. Don't forget now, highly collectible Radio Fax t-shirts, which feature an old-fashioned radio design and the slogan, Britain's number two shortwave radio station, cost $9.99. From Radio Fax, The Forge, Cranley, England, GU6, 7BG. Get one today.
I call you later, my heart's on fire. Thank you.
McLaren.
Hi, I'm John McCullen from Newcastle. Myself and many other listeners who are amateurs are going to miss you. That's all I can say. Some of us anyway will write letters. Wish you well.
The name is John Lowry, calling from Manchester. I enjoy the sound up here in Manchester. I've told quite a lot of my friends about it. So I hope everything goes well and you can stay in the air. Bye for now and best of luck.
Hello, Radio Facts. This is Paul Watt from Radio Merlin International, from ringing up from Chelmsford in Essex. It was a sorry to hear that you're leaving the airwaves. I hope your fight's not in vain. And the only thing I can say, it's just censorship and nothing more than censorship. We have wrote to the Irish government, and we have wrote to our local MP, and we'll keep pestering for your right to exist on shortwave. Hope to hear you back on the air as soon as possible. Take care.
Hello, I'm Lars Leders from Cottbus, the eastern part of Germany. I found it very bad that Radio Facts is closed now, and I'm a radio freak, I'm shortwave, and the private and independent radio stations are for me the best, and Radio Facts is the only best. Okay, that's my opinion. I hope you will find the next time.
This is John Williams from Cirencester in Gloss. Can I suggest that instead of saying that you are closing down, that you state that you are being closed down, which is the true fact, and it will tell people really that you are being closed down rather than going off the air voluntarily. Many thanks.
It's Tim Rochford here from Kidderminster. Sorry to hear that you have to close down. I was thinking, really, that this is not a good idea, because I think that people have short memories, and I don't think that you're going to be able to keep up the support if you're not on the air. Anyway, good luck for the future, and let's hope you get that license. I myself, of course, will be writing that special letter to the Ministry of Communications in Dublin. And I hope to catch you on the airwaves again. Bye-bye.
Hello, it's Lorna here from Portsmouth, near Portsmouth in Hampshire. We listen to Radio Facts every Sunday, and we have a tweak. I have a tweak on my boyfriend's FRG7 every Sunday morning, and we really enjoy your broadcast. We've written to Dublin and hope that they will give you a license that you can keep broadcasting. We hope to keep hearing you in the future. Bye.
Hello, Radio Facts. This is Tony from Clanfield in Hampshire. Just wanted to say that I was really sorry that you're going to be going off the air. But as has been proved with Radio Caroline, Radio London, Radio City, Radio 390, etc., the good always die young. And you are very good. Just a pity you're giving up the ghost and dying young. Anyway, good luck in the future. I have written to Dublin, but you know what they're like, these politicians. Anyway, keep up the good work for as long as you can, and I'm sure we'll hear you in the future. If it's only tape recordings of your radio station on some other pirate. Cheers for now, then. Good luck. Bye.
Hello, this is Tony Palmer from Radio Caroline. Well, I'm very sorry to hear that you're going to be going off air soon. I wish you all the best in the future, and I hope you can find some way to come back as soon as possible. Best wishes, and bye for now.
Hi, I'm Colin Forster from the Isle of Lewis, Scotland. I'm sorry to hear Radio Facts is closing down. It's the worst thing since August the 14th, 1967. You will be greatly missed, as you are the number one station on shortwave. I've enjoyed your programmes very much indeed. And I've written to my local MP, Callum MacDonald. I do hope you get a licence very, very soon. I would also like to wish the staff at the station the very best for the future. And farewell from the Hebrides. Goodbye.
Hello, this is the editor from the Pirate Chat Radio magazine here. Well, I've just decided to give you a call to say it's rather a shame that Radio Facts has to close, as you've been providing pretty good programmes for quite some time now, especially the Sparks programme, which I've listened to now for some months. So I wish you all the best of luck with applying for a licence, and let's hope you can get one.
Hello, Radio Facts. It's Paul De Haan calling you from Groningen in Holland, on behalf of Radio Tower, shortwave pirate, on 15050 kHz, single-side band. This is appalling. In 1967, I saw the end of Big Al and Radio 355. In 1968, Caroline disappeared. In 1974, they stole Radio Veronica, RNI, and Radio Atlantis. In 1980, the lady of all radio ships, the Mi Amigo, went down. In 1990, Caroline met its end. Now in 1992, once again, Radio Fex, a great free radio station, has to close down. I'm absolutely sick of saying goodbye to good, independent, free radio stations. It's appalling. It makes me sick. I started listening to independent free radio in 1964. You can imagine, the first station I listened to was Radio Caroline. Thank you, Radio Fex, for many, many, many hours of great listening pleasure. Good luck in the future. Bye-bye now.
Thank you for all those calls, and thank you to Euronet Radio for their letter. Andrew Yates writes, sorry to hear the news that Radio Fex is shortly to cease its shortwave transmissions. I always try to hear sparks whenever possible. That's Euronet on the Astra satellite. RTE News carried the Radio Fex close-down story on the National Radio News Breakfast programme on RTE 1, Major Donegal Pirates to Close Down, and stories in that vein. Unfortunately, we haven't got a tape recording of it to play you yet. Look out, during the last few days, we will probably run more than one programme each day. More than one programme each day, look out for that. And also, with the poor shortwave conditions, with solar flares and poor sunspot count, we'll run 3910 24 hours a day. So that's 3910 also on 24 hours a day, joining 6205 and 12255. Now, Paul McLaren.
Paul McLaren on your medium wave rate.
Taking that status quo and riding my paper plane, as we always do. Radio Fax 3910, 6205 and 12255.
This is no ordinary radio show.
And as the man says, the golden age of rock and roll is here. Hope you're going to enjoy things. The last program for me on Radio Fax, and it's Mop the Hoovall.
The golden age of rock and roll.
¶¶ the Hawthorn in front of Adam Jackson. Singles, of course, on his own in defender. Oh, an age of rock and roll there. Remember all the young dudes? All the way from Memphis. A lot of alls on their records. Maybe they had an obsession with the word A-double-L. Radio Facts with Paul McLaren, the man from Canada.
As Paul and Adam is just wrapping up. What a nice favourite, this one.
I love the instrumental break in the middle. The early days when he had plenty of time to make good records. Here we go. Cuts like a knife. Brian Adams there, at his best, of course. I'll just press the right button. That's better. Timo Luhtakoski writes in from Otuanen in Finland. Nice to have your letter. He says, this is the first reception report to your radio station. In point of fact, it was the first time I heard Radio Facts, and my DX
DX interest started about 10 years ago. Last 5 years, my DX interest was down, but now I'll again start listening. My QTH was my summer residence, which is located about 10 kilometers from my home. My home is in the little village called Altuanen in southern Finland. About 200 people live there. Radio Fax's program was very good, you say, and the music was like I used to listen. And I'm interested about all kinds of local radio stations in Europe. In the future, the reception quality is coming better when I will get better antenna, which is directed to the UK and Ireland. And I have to try these other frequencies. Well, thanks very much, Timo, for your letter here. I have, had, in fact, had reception reports from this gentleman on my medium wave outlet on 1557. Anyway, a track for you from the Rolling Stones. Get off of my cloud, and nice to have you listening. 3910-6205. You can't keep a good Stones track down, can you? Rod Stewart's never far behind either. 3910-6205 and 12255, Radio Fax. The hot legs sticking out from underneath whatever we're working on at the time. What I want you to do is to stand by, because in a few minutes' time I'm going to tell you how you can get hold of a Radio Fax t-shirt. love you, honey. Dancing around the studio, nearly ripped the headphone lead out. The trials and tribulations of being a top presenter, I suppose. Now, highly collectible Radio Facts t-shirts will feature an old-fashioned radio design and the slogan Britain's number two shortwave station. And they cost £9.99 from Radio Facts, The Forge, Cranley, England, GU67BG. That's Radio Facts t-shirts for £9.99.
Oh, how is it that I could come after you and be still floating and never hit bottom and keep falling through? Just relax and pay attention. All my two-dimensional boundaries were gone. I had lost to them badly. I saw that world crumble.
Quieter mood. I love it indeed. Why not it? A bunch of old rockers, eh? Whitesnake, all the 11. No more.
I'm a lonely man, just what it means, it's cold. But I still don't know.
Nobody can do it quite like Whitesnake. Fall for your loving. Radio Facts with Paul McLaren. 3910-6205 and 12255. Money changes everything. Money is the root of all evil.
Paul McLaren chews up the hits and spits out the oldies.
See what I mean? Keep them coming hot and fast. Cindy Lauper tells you the story now.
Yeah.
I do enjoy a girl who can hold the long notes. Now listen, an observation of mine in there was what I call the Eve of Destruction riff, okay, all the way through. Listen carefully to this, see if you can pick it up again, as in the last record. Slightly different, but it's there all the same.
Eastern world, it is exploding. Violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Bye.
sad song. The band is Nazareth. Didn't do very much. Couple of records, that's about the lot for them. And did you get the connection between The Eve of Destruction and Money Changes Everything by Cyndi Lauper? That dang-da-lang-dang-dang sort of riff. Well, I've never been a singer, and I can't play the guitar either. Well, Radio Fax is closing down on the 29th of September. Now, if you'd like, you lament that possibility, or that fact, what you can do is you can write to your Member of Parliament, but better still, how about writing to the Minister for Communications, Dublin 2, Ireland? A lot of people are writing in, and may just sway the Irish government to allow licences for shortwave broadcasting and enable Radio Fax, or something similar, to continue. That address again, the Minister for Communications, Dublin 2, Ireland. And the good music continues, the rock programme, a rock mix, 35 years of classic rock music. And such a lady is Kim Carn. Things about the actress, Betty Davis, remember her?
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet pride, her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes, she's got her music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes.
And you're going to write to the Minister for Communications, Dublin 2, Ireland. Well, isn't it be nice if you had her name? Address it to her personally. It's Marie Golgan Quinn. That middle name is spelt G-E-O-G-H-A-N. And she's the Minister for Communications in Ireland. Thank you. Radio fax with Paul McLaren, 3910-6205-4255, Boston. A classic rock record, more than a feeling. And I knew you'd feel better about writing to the Minister of Communications when you knew she was a lady.
I hope.
used to hearing Eric Carmen, sort of soft and melodic. That is the man himself with a rock number. I'll tell you what it's called a bit later on. Memory's not so good today.
This is no ordinary radio show.
See what I mean? It's all happening. Thin Lizzy, though, band from Ireland, and the boys are back in town.
McLaren, he's up the hill, spits out the oldies.
Bob Seger, the Silver Bullet Band, with some help from the audience, of course, as we always enjoy. Radio Fax 3910, 6205 and 12255. The track I played by is called No Hard Feelings by Eric Carmen.
Once upon a time it dressed so fine, through the bump of jam in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were off.
Selling alibis, as you said.
Bob Dylan, of course, on Radio Facts. Almost dread somebody doing a cover of that record. Is it possible? Would it ever happen? I don't think so, somehow. Never quite get that original sound again. The quality of recording in those times wasn't too good. The magic is in the thrashing of the guitar and the power in the voice. Talking of that, a big guy, a 26 stone, I think he was, had a band called Canned Heat, and this is a big one for him.
But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying. But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend. You know the first time I traveled out in the rain and snow. In the rain and snow. You know the first time I traveled out in the rain and snow, in the rain and snow. I didn't have no pharaoh, not even no place to throw. And my dear mother left me when I was quite young, when I was quite young. And my dear mother left me when I was quite young, when I was quite young. She said, Lord, have mercy on my wicked son.
No matter how hard you try, keep on tapping in.
Magic stuff indeed from the Loving Spoonful. Do you believe in magic? Now highly collectible, and I've told you this before, but I'm going to drill it into you. Radio Facts t-shirts, which feature an old-fashioned radio design with a big valve sticking out the top, and the slogan, Britain's number two shortwave station. Now they cost just £9.99 from Radio Facts, The Forge, Cranley, England, GU67BG. And that's Radio Facts t-shirts for £9.99, would you believe it? Just bring on the orchestra, okay? In fact, better than that, it's the Electric Light Orchestra.
For many days we traveled from a distant place in time to reach a place they call a planet Earth. There was to be a celebration on the mission of the Sacred Heart. The planet Earth from way up there is beautiful and blue and floating softly through a rainbow. But when it touched down, things look different here at the mission of the Sacred Heart.
Thank you.